Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. In the studio with me this morning, I have Chandler O'Connell and Doug Osborne from the Sitka Health Summit Coalition. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks.
And you guys have just brought home to Sitka a pretty prestigious award. And either one of you want to tell us about what Sitka has been awarded?
So we're really excited. Sitka is a 2019 Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Culture of Health Prize winner. It's a nationwide competition. This year, over 200 communities from across the country applied, and Sitka was one of them, and we were one of five communities that actually won. So that's the big news, and we're bringing the prize back home.
So what goes into being a prize-winning community? What sort of hoops and hurdles were required to get this award home, and what does it mean to have the award?
Many hoops, many hurdles, but in the end, it's all worth it. So we started over a year ago, and we applied, and the round one is just a five-page essay, and they have these criteria. So we wrote about stuff that's been happening in Sitka currently, but also going back, and there was so many organizations, so many projects, so many things that we had to write about, and they said, you're welcome to come to round two. We did round two. We had Owen Kindig help us make our little four-minute video, and then we had six more pages of essays, and we're writing about how we're creating a culture of health, and it's housing, it's schools, it's how we treat each other, it's about partnering, it's about reconciliation, it's big and broad. Mm-hmm. That's their model. And then they said, you made it to the final 12, and then they came and did a site visit. And then in July, they said, you won, but you can't tell anybody till November 12th.
Oh,
but we're going to send a camera crew. And so they sent this camera crew in August, and they made a really neat video. It's about 14 minutes, and there's several different versions. Mm-hmm. And you can check that out at our website, which is www.sickahealthsummit.org. And then you can also just go to rwjf.org. And so they came and they made the video, and so we were coordinating that. And with all of this, Chandler was our main scheduler, and we had this little team helping to coordinate. But there was many dozens of people who helped directly with this. Mm-hmm. And then there was hundreds, thousands of people who did something to support something we wrote about. So, for example, the community playground is something we wrote about, Sitka's first universal playground. Hundreds and hundreds of people helped to make that happen, or the trail system, or the reconciliation work, or culturally responsive schools. So this is, it's given not to organizations or groups, it's to whole communities. And so we won as a community, and now we're going to figure out how to spend our money as a community.
And, you know, it's exciting because what the prize really means, I think, is that we are doing all these things that are contributing to a culture of health, but it's also just about commitment to mm-hmm. keep on pursuing that vision. Because obviously, that's a big vision. It's a big thing to accomplish. And we have big challenges facing us as a community. We are facing issues like colonization, substance abuse, climate change, like these big things that take a lot of energy mm-hmm. and time and commitment to improve. And so this award is about saying we are committed to trying to tackle these issues and building a community that's healthy for all people. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited to take a moment to pause and reflect and celebrate this accomplishment, but also to celebrate that there's so many people willing to come together to try and build this healthier community for all.
Yeah. So as Doug, you were saying, the community won this award. Mm-hmm. So you've got now $25,000 to mm-hmm. spend for the community. So how is the community deciding where that money is going to?
Well, that's the big question. And our initial answer is to have people just send ideas. Mm-hmm. And there's a self-service station at the library, and people can write. And the question is just, how could we invest this money wisely to promote health for everyone, to promote health equity? And so we'll be collecting ideas there. And then also somebody in our coalition. So our coalition has me and Holly from Search, mm-hmm. and then Lloyd and Vera from Sitka Counseling, and then Tina, who's at SAFE, Crystal's at UAS, our new public health nurse, and then Chandler, who's at SCS. But one of our coalition members is collecting the ideas, Vera Gibson. And her email is vgibson@scpsak.org. It's vgibson@scpsak.org, Vera Gibson. You can email her. Mm-hmm. And so right now we're going to be collecting ideas until December 13th, and then we'll put them on the big wall and start to consider and discuss and sort of go forward and see what emerges. Kind of like what we've done with our planning days in the past.
Yeah, and in addition to the $25,000 prize money, there are some other benefits that come with winning the prize that we're excited to share with the whole community. Doug mentioned the many videos and photos that were taken during the site visit. Like, those materials are available to us to use how we will to lift those stories up and share them. We're also happy to be able to share some of the raw materials they produce with all of the many partner organizations that worked on this process.
Awesome.
And now we're a part of a network of 44 prize-winning communities who are sharing resources and best practices across the country. So the hope is that this will be, the $25,000 is a big, exciting way to catalyze new progress in town, but it's really about ongoing learning. And the coalition was able to attend the prize-winning conference last week, which was the start of that learning process. And now every year moving forward, two new representatives from Sitka will have the opportunity to visit that event each year and continue to learn things and bring it back home.
Excellent. So it's members of all the different winning communities over the years get to go to the awards ceremony every year. So kind of the goal that this isn't an end point. You don't win the prize and then you're like, okay, you're done.
Exactly.
Pat yourself on the back. It's an ongoing process. And that's pretty amazing. So these are communities all across the country.
Yeah.
So big ones, small ones, like
yes.
urban, rural. That's pretty awesome to get that many different ideas circulating with passionate people.
Yeah, and if you're really excited about this, today we have our monthly Wuqing. Wuqing is the Tlingit word for working together.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Wuqing health networking meeting, and it's going to be a little bit celebratory. We're going to show the full video, and then we're also going to have cards and start collecting ideas. Mm-hmm. So it's at noon. It's at the former Sitka Community Hospital. It's now Sitka Long-Term Care in their classroom.
Okay.
It's across from the cafeteria there. And so people could come and bring lunch, but we'll see the video and we'll talk about it. And then Chandler mentioned bringing some ideas. We're also going to share some of what we learned in New Jersey because we were able to see a great keynote and connect with some other communities and learn and get inspired. And so I think we have some things to share at today's meeting. So if you're really into this, come on down. If you're free at noon, come down to the Sitka Long-Term Care right across from True Value in the basement, and we're going to have a little celebration today.
Excellent. And yeah, a preview of that. Yeah.
And that's a great pivot. There's another big event we'd really love to invite the community to. December 12th at Shikaquan Nakahiti from 6 to 8:30 p.m., we're going to have a community-wide celebration to take a minute and enjoy this prize and, again, share the videos and share a delicious meal that's being catered by Renee Trafton from Beak Restaurant. So that dinner and celebration is open to the public.
Awesome.
We hope that folks will come out and, join the conversation and spend a nice evening building community.
And it's going to be this event as well. Doug, you're mentioning like all the different ideas that are being gathered between now and then are going to be put up on, quote, the big board. Is the big board going to be there?
We will have a
dinner?
Big board. Not at the dinner, the next day.
Okay.
So the foundation, which has been so generous, they also are flying up a keynote speaker. And her specialty, I think, is
community integrated care. So really looking at how we can integrate not just health professionals, but lots of service providers across a community to provide better health.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was integrated something, but I have a lot to learn. And she's going to be great because her theory is that health, it's not just what happens in the hospital. Of course, that's key and that's important, but it's also it's how we treat each other. It's in our workplace, in our school, and how we can bring this together. So she'll be here on the 13th and she's doing a free lunch and learn. And we'll be over at UAS. And then usually this coalition that Chandler and I are a part of with these other organizations does a planning day where we pick a couple ideas. We're going to do some version of that in the afternoon on Friday the 13th so people can come and they can hear Kalpana's presentation and then stay. And then we will have ideas on the wall. We'll do some more brainstorming and we'll see what starts to emerge as some good ideas. And ideas in the past have been things like, you know, starting a farmer's market, the award-winning Fish to Schools program, the Choose Respect mural, being bike and walk friendly, some things we put in our application. So there'll be some similarities in that and bring people together, brainstorm, and then just see where the energy is.
Excellent. Is there like a time frame that you have to start using this prize money now, or it has to be spent by wherever it's, or is it just like you've done well, here's money to do more?
It's pretty open. It is pretty open, and it's really up to us as a community to decide what's best. One thing I forgot to mention earlier that I'd love to call out for people is that, we featured so many things that Sitka's doing in our applications, but what the foundation was really excited about and what we're really focusing on as strengths to build on moving forward is a focus on work around reconciliation and addressing historical trauma in our community. a focus on youth leadership and engagement, a focus on powerful partnerships and how we can collaborate and coordinate to have bigger impact locally, and finally, our connection to the natural world. And awesome. Those four things are areas I think are really important to our health journey and deserve more attention, but are also things that made us stand out nationally because we are putting energy there now. So I just wanted to shout that out to the community. Thank you for what you're doing there, and let's keep those conversations going because they're really important.
Awesome. Well, we got about a less than a minute left. So just to reiterate that this prize money brought home to Sitka just nationally announced, and then the first real get-together is going to be today at noon to go through these different, see the video, start some brainstorming. That'll be at the long-term care at the former Sitka Community Hospital, and then December 12th and 13th for dinner and more learning and more idea generating. Did you have any, I'm sure there's hundreds and thousands of people to thank about this. Anyone
that's
that right. you need to mention, right?
There's literally first and thousands foremost. Of people. So Gunashtish and Klingit, Salamat and Tagalog, and thank you in English to everybody who has helped to create a culture of health, is helping, and will help. And just thank you. This was a huge team effort, not just to do the application of the prize, but what we wrote about were things that there's thousands of people going way back who've helped and supported. So the biggest global thank you I can possibly give is right now to everybody who's helping us to create a culture of health. And it's a lot of people out there. So thank
wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. And I hope that this can be a moment of energy for the community and giving us that energy to keep on working and keep on building strong connections with each other and with this place.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Doug and Chandler, so much for coming in. If you want to get more information about this, you can go to the SitkaHealthSummit.org website. Mm-hmm. Stop by the library to drop off any other recommendations and ideas. And then we'll have all these things listed on the community calendar as well.
And when you go by the website, you can see our applications, and then you'll know who to thank.
Perfect.
So read through
Perfect.
The applications, watch the movies, and you'll know who of the dozens and dozens of groups you can say thank you.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks.
Thanks, Aaron.